You've perhaps heard of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, but maybe you don't know just how big a deal this place is in the music world. We dive into the industry, both past and present, on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
When you begin to visit with George Lair, you quickly realize just how much music history he has been a part of over the years.
I was Jimmy Johnson's production assistant at Muscle Shoals Sound Studios back in the early 80s. And when Muscle Shoals Sound developed a record label that was a split label with Capitol, I worked in that department as well.
And later he was curator and researcher at the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. One of the first recording studios in Muscle Shoals was Fame. It's still here and can be toured. Some of the session artists broke away from Fame and
began an incredible run of hits that, along with Fame Recording Studio, established Muscle Shoals as the hit recording capital of the world. For the number of sessions that were done here, more hits came out of Muscle Shoals, and it developed quite a reputation.
Many artists and songs have passed through the studios here in Muscle Shoals.
In the country field, Willie Nelson had had quite a bit of success as a songwriter in Nashville, but he had not been successful as an artist until he came to Muscle Shoals, and he did the album Redheaded Stranger, and that started his career as an artist.
The original location for Muscle Shoals Sound was 3614 Jackson Highway, and that site is still known by that address name. George began work at the studio's second location, and in his time there, he was around some of the biggest names and hits in the nation. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I'm Andrew McRae.